The set could hardly be more minimalist, just a table, a few chairs, and a samovar, although the rises for the audience members in the round are cushioned. But Soho Rep's small space on Walker Street has become the spot for one of the hottest tickets in town. I'm referring to its production of a new version of Chekhov's 1898 play, Uncle Vanya, which has been extended twice and now runs through August 26th. Playwright Annie Baker is the adapter translator and costume designer. And from her wonderful cast, we're joined now by Reed Burney, who plays Vanya, and Michael Shannon, who is a Dr. Astrov. I'm delighted to have all three of you with us on our show today. Hello.
Thank you.
Hi. Thanks.
Annie, why Uncle Vanya? Not that it isn't a great play, but why that rather than one of any number of other of Chekhov's plays?
Well, Uncle Vanya is my favorite play ever written. I don't know if I can make the case for it being the best play ever written, but I think
over Shakespeare.
I won't even go there, but it's my favorite play, and I think it's because basically nothing happens in it, even compared to Chekhov's other plays. You know, Chekhov's sort of the master of the non-event and the non-beginning, but you know, in Three Sisters, there's a big fire, and there's a consummated love affair, and in The Seagull, someone successfully commits suicide, and in Uncle Vanya, no one really succeeds at doing anything.
Even like, when they want to kill somebody.
They try to kill each other and they miss. Two people try to have a love affair and they like kiss for 2 seconds and then other people walk in the room and then the woman moves away. And nothing is successfully achieved at all, and I love that so much about it.
How's your Russian? What did you work from as source material?
You know, I speak some Russian, and I actually spent some time in Russia doing research, but I worked with a wonderful literal translator named Margarita Shalina, who is a fluent Russian speaker, and so I had her do an extremely literal pass at the script with almost the original Russian word order, and then I translated that literal translation, and then in my third draft, I went back and looked at the original Russian. But my Russian isn't good enough where I could sort of sit with the original document and do a pass on my own. Yeah.
Did you find anything new about Chekhov and his language in the process of working on this version?
Yeah, it was mind-blowing. Because I'd only read Chekhov in translation, and I was shocked by how raw and gritty and weird and elliptical the original Russian is. And I would read the original Russian out loud to myself sometimes, and it's incredibly awkward. It's kind of vulgar at times, and I felt like a lot of American Chekhov translations miss that side of it.
Well, also the comedy side.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody once said that the way to play Chekhov is always as a comedy, even though there's so many tragic events in them.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny and it's sad at the same time. I mean, I think what a lot of people miss is the irony, and that's something our wonderful director Sam Gold kept talking to the actors about, is when people are talking about their suffering, they might not necessarily be suffering in that moment. And we talked a lot about irony in rehearsals, and I think that is something people miss.
Michael, why do you think Chekhov still speaks to audiences today?
Well, it's hard to say across the board. I know for me, when people ask why I was interested in playing the part, I said it's very seldom that I play a character where I agree with pretty much everything he says. He says a lot of things that I've thought or still think. And it seems like there is some similarity between some of the circumstances, at least of this particular play, and things that are going on now. You know, the scene where the professor presents Vanya with the idea of selling the estate seems very timely to me. There are people that have invested their entire lives in professions and jobs and now are being told that all that time they spent was completely irrelevant and meaningless and that they should go fend for themselves. And I can't imagine any message more timely than that, right? Right now.
Reed, you were in Annie's circle mirror transformation.
That's right.
You? Do you see a natural connection between her work and Chekhov's?
Absolutely. Certainly when Annie first sort of broke through, there were lots of allusions to Chekhov and people writing about her. And I think in what Annie said herself about what she loves about Vanya is that in her plays, the case could be made that nothing happens, and yet they're endlessly fascinating and full of detail of the human experience. And so it's a completely perfect fit.
Well, the characters are, especially your characters, very aware of what's going on. And despite that, they're unable to act any differently.
Don't we all know a lot of people that know what's wrong with their life and continue to live them anyway?
Well, Chekhov kind of wrote about neurotics, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Astroff even has a line about the smartest people are often the most insufferable.
Yeah, the hardest to be around.
Yeah.
Astroff kind of serves as a truth teller.
I suppose, yeah.
Although he's flawed like everybody else in this play.
Yeah, I mean, he winds up, in a way, being a bit deluded about himself. You know, Annie's... Can I talk about what your mother said about Astroff?
Oh, I don't even remember, but definitely.
You remember, she said... Astroff keeps referring to himself as being devoid of love for anyone or anything, and yet, in a way, he's the most
passionate,
loving person in the whole play. And he's just he has no awareness.
Oh, yeah, this is my mother, the psychoanalyst.
Yeah,
the cognitive dissonance of Astroff. Yeah,
yeah. Is your mother really a psychoanalyst?
Yeah, yeah.
That must have been strange, going to theater with her and coming away with... psychoanalytic versions of everything that you saw.
I think they're actually the toughest critics. I can't think of anyone more discerning than a middle-aged psychoanalyst.
Well, both of your characters are smitten with Elena, the young wife of a famous professor who's come to stay with the family in the country. How would you explain Elena's effect on men, or at least the two of you?
Well, certainly in our production, played by the fantastic and gloriously charismatic Maria Dizia, it's easy to be in love with her. I think for Vanya, she represents a lost youth and opportunities missed. And she's sort of the pie in the sky. She's from the big city, and she's beautiful, and she's fun.
She's beautiful and smart. And represents
and
fun.
Depressed, and men really like depressed women. I'm just going to put that in there.
Yeah. You are the daughter of a psychoanalyst.
I also think it has to do with the environment. I think it's important to remember it's like there's not a wide variety of people to choose from. I mean, it's very isolated, desolate environment, and you know.
And she's so glamorous,
and she's new.
Into that.
She's a new face.
I mean, it's kind of. It's not like if you're not into Yelena, you could go down the street with Sofia Alexandrovna or something. I mean, there's no one else. It's just her or Sonia. That's it.
Yeah.
My guests are Michael Shannon, who plays Astroff, Reed Burney, who plays Vanya in a new production of Uncle Vanya, adapted, translated by Annie Baker, who also did the costumes, and we'll get to that a little later. Annie, we don't seem to be in any particular time period here. Was that something that you were going for?
You know, the director Sam Gold and I and the entire design team really struggled with this decision. Like, do we set it somewhere and where do we set it? We didn't want to do a production with parasols and corsets. We also didn't want to, like, set it in Vermont in 2011. You know, like, both of those were our worst nightmare. And so we actually sort of, it's not really set anywhere. If it's set at any time, it actually is set in 1898. We just didn't put them in period costumes, and we didn't create a period set.
But the way you present these characters, they could be in the Hamptons or perhaps Vermont today.
They could. They're talking
facing
about
the same kinds of problems.
Totally. I mean,
as Michael pointed out.
Yeah. I think it's a completely relevant play. In terms of the act of translation, I didn't update any of the references.
You didn't change it much?
Nothing. I mean, people are talking about their horses being ready and, you know, the samovar and... you know, calling each other Ivan Ivanich. So I think in some translations people sort of try to update all of that, and I decided to keep the 19th century Russianness in the translation, and then as a design and directing team we didn't have to sort of impose that on the actors.
Is there a Russianness in the psychology as well? I'm thinking about how these characters are unhappy, but they're unhappy in a different way that we might find unhappy characters in an Irish drama or Eugene O'Neill, where those characters tend to blame other people for their problems.
I worried about that before we started, about capturing the Russian aesthetic and all of that. But I once we got started, I felt like the play really takes care of that. The play is so profoundly Russian. And Sam is so good just in terms of uncovering the minutiae of the human experience that I feel like it actually takes care of itself, the Russian-ness.
And I think we have a very Russian group of actors. I think the actors we chose...
Oh, Shannon and Bernie. Yeah.
Shannon and Bernie, I really think they are.
Irish rap.
They're both sort of like dark, self-aware, gruff, funny guys. I don't know. I've spent time in Russia, and I don't think these two men sitting next to me are that un-Russian.
What about rehearsals in the film version that Louis Malle made some years back? They'd been rehearsing it for years. Is this the kind of play that you could just keep on rehearsing and finding new things in?
I could. It's one of the most thrilling experiences of my life, honestly.
As much as I enjoyed rehearsing, particularly with Sam, because he's such a smart director, I do feel like the show, after a couple of weeks of performance, went into a different realm that I'm not sure it would have done had we simply kept rehearsing. Because I do think there's something about having the audience there and understanding what you're asking of them.
And how they react?
Yeah, not necessarily, you know, am I getting a laugh or any of that kind of nonsense, but just what you're asking people to pay attention to. It kind of contextualizes it, and it forces you to be specific in a way that you don't have to be in rehearsal. You know, in rehearsal, you can keep fumbling around and say, well, it's no big deal, and there's nobody here. But once there's an audience there, you have to be very specific, and you have to make choices and kind of stick with them. And I think it's good for the play.
Yeah. Although I have heard some actors talk about constantly changing night after night and then having to adjust to the way other actors have given them a line differently than they had established in rehearsal. Do you like that, or would you prefer that everything
I think as long as it's in the world of the play, you know, it's exciting if there are slight changes. It's suddenly when, you know, the person's standing on the other side of the room and they're supposed to be lying next to you. It's like, I don't really know what we're doing here.
How did the two of you
get
into
this? Well, I
didn't
want to lie next to you anyway. I couldn't take it anymore.
Were you both in this production from the start?
Yes. We did a week-long workshop a year ago with most of the cast that's in the play now. And yeah. So it's really been cooking for a long time.
We got all our first choice actors. We were insanely lucky.
Can you imagine a scenario in which Vanya could find happiness, or is he just too neurotic?
I don't think there is happiness for Vanya. I think it's part of the Russian gestalt, and he's
I'm not
too,
so sure. I think I've known Vanyas.
Well, actually, I feel like I was Vanya once upon a time, and I'm a pretty happy guy now. But I feel like the Russianness of it, I feel like unhappiness is an important aspect of their mindset.
And I think, I don't know, Vanya's a guy who runs in circles and says, I could have been a Schopenhauer or a Dostoevsky. And a guy who says that, I don't know how happy he's going to be.
Neither Schopenhauer nor Dostoevsky were all that happy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't think Vanya's going to find happiness in the sequel. No.
So, Annie, what's this about you doing the costumes as well? Have you ever done something like that before?
No, a total novice. And it was the idea sort of started out as a joke in a meeting where our director, Sam, was saying, you know, oh, it's so funny, Annie gives costume designers a hard time because she has such specific ideas. And the artistic director of Soho Rep, Sarah Benson, this is what makes her such a great artistic director. She was like, well, Annie, why don't you do the costumes for this production? She's the only artistic director I know who would say something like that. And we kind of were like, huh. And I'm really glad I did it. It was really hard. It's a 9-character play with 4 different acts. I think I wanted to do it because I wanted to be in rehearsal every single day and take notes on everything the actors were wearing and kind of base the costume design off of that, off of their personalities and the way they were interpreting the characters. And to ask a costume designer to show up at rehearsal every day is actually pretty unrealistic. So it was really about a conversation with the actors. You know, Mike Shannon would be wearing these amazing socks, and I'd be like, where did you get those socks, and then I just go out and buy them, and that's what he's wearing in the show.
Well, this is kind of a return for you, isn't it, Michael? Wasn't your first play in New York Killer Joe at the Soho Playhouse?
Well, yeah, that Soho Playhouse, that's on Van Damme Street.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's around the corner from our studios
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
it's really downtown. It's really off-Broadway in right. a way that... being up in the 20s or 30s or 40s is not off-Broadway.
Right, exactly. I'm sorry.
And there are tiny theaters as well. This is a really tiny theater, isn't it?
It's teensy. It's 75 seats. And in the way our set designer designed it, you're never more than two rows away from the actors. Like, you're never farther back than in the second row, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Reed, your first play here was Gemini. You play the juvenile lead at 22?
Yes, before you were born.
I don't think so. were those good experiences to start off so big?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gemini was an amazing thing because it started as a six-performance showcase at Playwrights Horizons and then ran for 5 years on Broadway. So it was a complete surprise and a great, great adventure.
And now both of you have had wonderful careers afterward. Michael, you've been in Revolutionary Road and you in the Boardwalk Empire series.
Mm-hmm.
Reed, what have you been doing lately?
I just did a couple of episodes of this Netflix series, which is the new business model with Kevin Spacey and David Fincher directing. It's going to be the first streamed series, which will debut in the fall.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Annie, any more Chekhov for you?
You know, one day I would like to translate Ivanov, which is the second play he ever wrote, and it's about a depressed guy who walks around telling everyone how depressed he is and then does successfully kill himself at the end. And I'm really interested in translating that play. I don't want to do it until I can actually work off the Russian by myself. So I think I need to study Russian for a few more years and then tackle it.
Although we suddenly have a spate of Vanyas in New York. The Sydney Theater
weird.
Company is coming here. You had no idea, I assume.
Well, it's funny. When we were
Kate
talking
Blanchett.
When we were talking about doing it a year and a half ago, we were like, that's funny. There hasn't been a Vanya in a while. Let's do it. And then I think five other theater companies had that same thought. But there must be something about the play that's really speaking to people right now. And I think Mike touched on some of that before. There's something eerily relevant about almost every line.
It's astonishing.
Yeah.
Uncle Vanya is at Soho Rep at 46 Walker Street. That's between Broadway and Church Streets. And extended through August 26th. Is that it?
We might extend. We just got flooded out of the show this week because of the rain. So we actually might add another week on to sort of relocate the people who got sent out because of the flood.
And for information about tickets, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. My great thanks to Annie Baker, the adapter, translator, costume designer. We thank Anton Chekhov as well.
Indeed.
Reed Burney,
yes.
who plays Vanya, Michael Shannon, who plays Astrov. Thank you all for
thank
being
you
on
so
our
much.
Show.
Thanks for having
thanks.
Us.
Thanks.